strange tag team matchups abound. Is counseling the same as anger management? An incredible intercontinental main event, and how many cars can one man flip? Let's get to the bottom of it now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, younger viewers might know not know nothing about this, John. They might not know nothing about this.
That's okay.
I don't know anything about it.
See, Tony don't know nothing about this right here.
Tony B. Tone, just swerve the hips, man.
This way back
move
in the day.
Move those shoulders. This may be the Odd Couple theme, because every single match tonight didn't make any sense.
At all.
Except for the main event. But it was a lot of fun. And you and I have never done a show together, even though we've known each other kind of, sort of, for quite some time.
I've been watching you for a while.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know of your works.
Okay. And I've heard a lot about you.
There you go. Man, hey, I'm just happy to meet you, man. Happy to be here, man.
We met for the first time 20 minutes ago. And you know what? We're doing it because we're professionals. We're putting it together now. TK Trinidad is on assignment, very busy, probably with TMZ as my guest. Marquise McCarty, I can't even tell you what she's doing at this point. She's doing some cool stuff. And, well, our good friend the Hobo, a.k.a. Robert Baines, he was in San Diego tonight.
Yeah.
And from what we see from our viewers, he may have been seen on an episode of Monday Night Raw.
Tell us when and where, please.
Yeah, because I missed the segment. I was driving. I couldn't see everything. So, but yeah, a lot of Southern California guys were on the show tonight. It was pretty fun to watch.
That's awesome.
It really was. So, how you doing, man?
I'm well, man. Just hanging in there, hanging tough. I was at the house show the night before in Anaheim. It was pretty cool.
Right.
You know, I never know what you're going to get at a house show. You know, they can mess around a little bit.
House shows are so fun.
Yeah, because you know there's no time, like really not that much of a time restraint. They can go a little off the rails a little bit. They interact with the crowd more than people think. And it was fun to watch, actually. That's what I did on my
side. And then the rope snap.
The second rope snap almost killed Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. The whole place stopped. So Rollins and Ziggler, they're like, okay, all right, okay. And then he gets up and he's like, I'm good. And then they finish the match with two ropes.
Whew.
Rollins is jumping off the second rope, doing flips off the second rope. It was pandemonium in there.
It was funny because I was driving home. We had a Championship Wrestling from Hollywood taping. And so I'll admit, I might glance at Twitter at a red light, okay? So sue me. And
you twittering and driving, you Twitter and drive.
I was sitting in my car at a red light while twittering, briefly.
All right.
Not driving in the moment.
All right, you was in neutral-ish. You was like,
yes.
All right,
and I saw the house show trending, and I just clicked on it once, and I saw the picture of the rope snapping. I was like, well, that's unexpected.
Yeah, I was literally just glad that Drew did, you know, injury, a little bit of injury history. Just glad because he was down for a second. I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, man.
Good Lord. And think about it. Roman Reigns was there. Imagine if that rope would have broken. The Golden Child.
Yeah.
Boy, that's all I was thinking about. I was like, who's the rope guy?
That reminded me. So last year when I got to go to Pakistan to bring pro wrestling for the first time ever to Pakistan. It was a big group called Pro Wrestling Entertainment. It was a group of Pakistanis who wanted to do it. They put it together.
Pretty awesome.
Here's the problem. A lot of theatrics. It was great. But the first night, they had trouble putting the ring together. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, they put the ring together by watching YouTube videos.
Wow.
Right? The ropes were so loose, they had to try to tighten them after every single match, and even that didn't do anything. Wow. So it was incredible to see everyone trying to change things on the fly, because you really could not do Irish whips. It was dangerous if you went against the ropes.
Damn.
And we're talking a 2.5-hour show that was being filmed.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
In front of about 7,000, you know, really hyped up Pakistani people who've never seen pro wrestling live.
Well, shout out to YouTube for helping them. At least they got it somewhat together.
Well, that's a problem. They did not, because YouTube did not correctly tell them how to do it. The next two shows was much better, but the first night, ooh, it was a little dicey.
Oh, my God.
So let's get into Raw from San Diego, California. I believe tomorrow they're in Ontario.
Indeed.
For SmackDown.
Yes.
So Kurt Angle, Baron Corbin, Constable Corbin, they hit the ring. Corbin demands a specific introduction, which he gets. They start to talk about Extreme Rules. Apparently, Paul Heyman went off on social media this week, on Twitter, on Facebook, saying the universe can't decide who Brock Lesnar's next opponent is going to be. Kurt Angle, you're out of your mind. And then before Kurt gets another word out, Roman Reigns hits the ring. And Roman, he's mad as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Not pleased.
Stewing.
He wants Brock.
Yeah.
And then Lashley hits the ring. And I got to tell you, without a doubt, this is by far the best segment between Lashley and Roman Reigns. I know people are not happy with Roman because they're tired of seeing him. I know people are worried that Lashley doesn't have enough in him to really talk. Mm. I disagree because I followed him for the past decade when he was not with the company.
Mm.
These two together tonight, I thought was really, really good.
Yeah, I agree with you. But just getting back to what you're saying, so what have you seen those last 10 years that people have not seen? Well, because that's what I hear that from a lot of people, a lot of like devout wrestling fans. They say that. That's the general consensus, that Bobby Lashley cannot cut a promo. Bobby Lashley is stale. Bobby Lashley cannot cut the mustard.
Those are people that don't watch enough Lashley. So he's best when he is a heel. Because Bobby Lashley, if you look at him, no one can compare to him. Physically, the guy is literally a cyborg. He is very skilled in mixed martial arts. Yeah. He is an incredible professional wrestler. And when he had a really solid run as essentially, the company's champion, the top heel. And he literally had that character where he goes, I'm better than everybody. Mm. And that's when he became very, very confident. Mm. I just don't think he had a clear picture as to what he was supposed to be when he came back to WWE. And I think now they're letting him just be more himself. He's a competitor. Let competitors be competitors.
Wow.
The whole segment about him and his sisters, that wasn't necessary.
Mm-mm.
And so now I think him and Roman, they're just button heads. And when Roman gets pissed off, I think that's when Roman's at his best,
too. I agree. Yeah. I agree. When he gets pushed like that, you know, like I like a little bit of when Cena was pushing him a little bit. You know, he dropped a little steroid accusation on him, and Roman felt a little threatened. I like Roman when he's a little angry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think he shines like that too. And I like that you like backed up Lashley a little bit. He gets a lot of flack for not being.
Oh no, I'm the biggest Lashley fan. You'll find. I think the guy absolutely should be a world champion at some point. He absolutely deserves it, and. People need to give him a chance. We're living in this microwave society where, God forbid, you have one segment that isn't great or you make one mistake and people never let you hear the end of it.
Mm.
And people need to be patient.
That's true. There was a time when we were patient, man. Now you got to get everything when we want it. Main event, title changing hand on every single Raw. It's like, just patience is the virtue.
And you know what? You want to hear a great example of why it's important to be patient? New Japan fans for the past year were screaming, give the belt to Omega, take it off Okada. And now after Okada has for 720 days, Omega wins in this incredible 64-minute match. And fans were like, oh yeah, you guys were right, I guess. I guess we were a little impatient. And now that you made us wait, it's like so much better now. And that's how it is. You got to make people wait.
It's true.
You got to make them come back. You got to make them angry sometimes.
It's true.
And just like any theatrical, whether it's a movie, whether it's a TV show, you got to keep them coming back.
Yeah, it's the build. You can't just get what you want when you want it.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes, you know, and especially when it comes to wrestling, for goodness sake. Patience,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but if they all died of scurvy on episode one, what do you get?
That's true.
You don't have the Lannisters fighting the McCallick Cutties. I don't know who they are.
Oh, damn.
I don't know who any of them are.
Game of Thrones fan, don't hold it against them. These idiots are watching.
No, you can hold it against me. I don't watch the show. I don't care to.
It's really good.
I'm sure it is.
I know we on Raw right now. You can't be. You don't watch Game of Thrones?
No.
I don't
have time to watch a lot of things.
All right, that,
there's too much wrestling.
If you're busy, man, I ain't gonna mess with you. You gotta watch the Thrones, man.
Nah.
When you old and gray, like you, when you like 85 years old.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, watch it then.
I'll wear one of their coats. Yeah, once I retire.
Yeah, that's as long as you watch it at some point.
Whatever futuristic apparatus we will be entertained by. I'm watching it on my Sky television.
That's so true, man. It's going to be like built inside of your head. So it's
going to be back of our eyelids.
Oh, yeah, we're good. I'm just good at that.
Close your eyes and you watch your Thrones.
If I live to see that day, man, we in serious trouble, man. Machine to go take over. Skynet.
The robots are coming. So anyways, Lashley talks about how he's legit. He's the most legitimate person to fight Lesnar. Mm. He had 3 years to do it, and Roman couldn't do it.
Mm.
And then Roman gets a couple of digs in on him, like, hey, where you been? Oh, you went to be an MMA star. That didn't work out. You didn't even make an impact. I enjoyed the wordplay there.
Oh, Roman!
There was a lot of subtlety in this, and it was really, really good.
Yeah, it was some of Roman's best work, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, someone are saying, our friend was putting out the fire on Kevin Owens' car.
No way.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Alicia, darling.
Nice.
I couldn't tell because it was far away.
That's awesome.
I knew he was going to be used for something. Yeah. Anyways, we'll get to that. So really good segment. And then all of a sudden the Revival comes down and they want to be top guys. Didn't work out last week, but this week they want to face Roman and Lashley. Kurt makes the tag match. Kurt does everything by the seat of his pants. I don't think he had one scheduled match tonight. I think.
He just at least goes off the cuff, man. That's
it's,
how he goes.
It's amazing. Got to fill out 3 hours.
A pretty good match, I think so.
It really was. And I love the ending of this. It was great. There's a miscommunication. And then Roman gets rolled up for the W. Mm-hmm. Survival.
And I like the where they're going with this. Like, we know the Revival's going to put in a good match. These boys can wrestle, man. It's just what they do. And I just like that the tension's building. You know they weren't going to be a cohesive unit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns and Bobby Lashley. Two blunt instruments, not on the same page. The well-oiled machine gets the roll up. I think it was pretty cool.
Now, did you get a chance to read everything Heyman was saying? So Kurt Angle, apparently there was supposed to be a Lesnar appearance at Extreme Rules.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Really?
That's what I heard. That's word on the street.
But now it's not happening.
Shout out to my man JMC. He's the one that told me that, but that's word on the street.
So they're... Okay, so initially there was supposed to be a title match.
Yes.
Okay.
Now what?
So now, well, you got to believe it's going to be Lashley Roman for number one contender spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Where do you think that one goes?
The reality lines are being blurred here. You don't know if, you know, Lesnar's not showing up just because his, you know, pay grade is so high, or if there really is just Lesnar being cranky pants again. It's hard to tell.
It's tough, man. It's tough, like, not seeing that Universal title, though, man. That's even wearing me out, man. Like, I know he's box office, but damn.
I know. So here's a great comment from ZSB Lou. Johnny, if not Game of Thrones, at least Westworld or Spartacus. My response? Nah. Anyways.
I'm just saying, listen, yo, chat room, please keep getting at this, man. I can't have him besmirch the good name.
I'm not besmirching.
It sounds like besmirch. You scoffed when I was like, watch Game of Thrones.
Mac,
like a scoff.
I barely sleep 5 hours a night. How am I going to fit in a bunch of Vikings fighting?
Incrementally, 10 minutes at a time.
Oh, my God.
Over the course of the next 5 years.
I still wouldn't catch up. Aren't they on season 8 or something? Yeah.
It's true.
Good Lord.
It's such a good show, though, bro.
I don't know what to do.
Emotional.
So Lashley gets upset. He walks away from Roman. I dug this segment tonight, man. You put these two together, that could be something really good. And this is a win-win. And then the Revival gets the W as well. That's how a segment should be. There was another segment later on in the night that I thought worked for two different people. So pretty cool there.
Yeah, I like that. See, you're very optimistic about this Raw show. You like the show, though, in general. Right?
You have to be. I mean, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't optimistic. I will tell you, Raw has clearly had its issues, and there's no mistake about it.
Yeah.
But I thought tonight was overall very entertaining.
Me too.
And here's the thing. It's when you have a three-hour show every week, nothing's going to be perfect.
Even with commercial breaks, it's a long show, man.
Yeah.
It is. You know,
people want to get nostalgic and they want to have revisionist history. Look, the Attitude Era, not everything was perfect.
And people like to forget that, though, because, listen, we get it. It was desperate. It was balls of the wall. It was insane. It was awesome. It was spectacular. It was random. It was like, but guys, they had their faults, too.
Of course.
They did. And everyone likes to say, like, all the Attitude Era is the greatest era of all time. I'm like, I'm not saying it is or isn't. I just know that there's a lot of good moments that's going on right now, and I think it's okay to appreciate that.
Yeah, and I thought tonight, actually, there are a lot of good segments here and leading up to Extreme Rules, which, when is that again?
2 weeks.
July?
Yeah,
something?
Something like that.
Chat room.
Yo, chat room. I know it's like 2 weeks. It's like 2 weeks,
Is it July 15th? I think July 15th.
Yo, chat room, I need you.
Damn. I might be, and then that's the final one before SummerSlam. Zeno Hour says they're not Vikings. They're Vikings, dude.
I told you. You can't be. Told
what
you
are they if they're not Vikings?
You cannot just come on here willy nilly and just start trashing Game of Thrones.
I'm not trashing Game of Thrones.
That's not what they. The chat room does not agree. You can't just come in here and just be, oh,
I've been
about
doing
Game
this show
Thrones.
4.5 years. I will trash any show. Don't even get me started on The Bachelor. The Bachelorette and that garbage.
That is trash, though.
Anyways.
Pure trash.
So the Eater Worlds, Matt Hardy.
Trash, I love it.
Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, you know, they do what they do. They say some things. They are here in San Diego. And then as they hit the ring, the B team once again follows up last week's vignette with another great one. They mock them to perfection. Then they start choking on the smoke. And then they just disappear slowly out of camera.
Some of my favorite things about wrestling, when I want more of that. I used to love that. I used to love when wrestlers made fun of other wrestlers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've always loved that. And it gives them an opportunity to do something a little bit different.
Who would have thought, man? Axel and Bo Dallas were just waiting in the wings to shine, and they are doing it. They're getting more support than a tag team we're supposed to love.
Wow.
And I do love Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
Me too.
But me too. Wow, the B team.
How much credit do you give that to Miz? how much credit do you give that to this, them, you know, being ready and just seizing that brass ring?
Obviously, The Miz putting them on television every week, you know, they were fantastic as The Miztourage. Mm-hmm. But once he's gone, you got to give all the credit in the world to whoever's idea it was for the B team, which probably was someone backstage. Mm-hmm. And then whoever is helping them come up with the creative aspect of it. But a lot of what they're doing is to me, it's improv in the moment. Yeah. And as you know, you let your talent do their thing. That's when the gold comes.
I'm with you, brother.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so they mock them. They come down to Curtis Axel, Matt Hardy singles match. Curtis wins real quick. Hardy kind of gets splashed off the second turnbuckle, I believe. Quick win. And then the Eater of Worlds end up applauding them. Also applauding their flattery and their sincerity and their mockery of...
Yeah, they're amused.
Yeah.
When it gets down to the nitty-gritty, it might be a little different, though.
So B team keeps winning.
I'm cool. They was on a, they never do, so it's cool to see them.
I have a feeling this Extreme Rules match, it's got to have some kind of fun stipulation. Mm-hmm. This is going to... I don't know. It's almost going to be like... Remember the 3MB ladder match versus... Was it Hornswoggle... Remember the WLC match?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be on that level of like fun stuff.
That'd be cool.
It could be.
I wouldn't mind that at all, actually.
And people have been wondering what happened to Authors of Pain. Well, they're back. Mm-hmm. They showed up tonight. They had a conversation backstage with Titus Worldwide. They were destroying stuff. And Titus is like, hey, how about you respect craft services?
Don't sleep on craft services, man.
No.
It's my favorite thing on set. I'm just letting everybody know.
If you're going to destroy anything, don't you dare go near the food.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. You know? Oh, my God.
Smash a camera, sure.
Craft services, brother, no.
Not the food.
Mm-mm.
And so, yeah, Authors of Pain, they hit the ring. I don't remember, was it Rich and Rex were the tag team?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, chat roll, let us know. I want to say it was Rich and Rex.
That sounds about right.
One of which I believe I do know, a Southern California buddy.
Awesome.
He got booted right in the face.
Listen, man, he took it like a champ, national TV.
Yes, he sure did, which is fantastic.
Take that bump, brother.
Authors of Pain, getting the dub.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Angle and Corbin backstage. Do you enjoy? I love the chemistry of Angle and Corbin. What do you think?
Me too. And the thing is, I like Corbin. Is, you know, for some reason, people don't like him for some reason. Mm-hmm. But I've always had an open mind with Baron Corbin. You know, big man that can move a little bit.
Yeah.
Does his own thing. He generally doesn't like people. I kind of like that.
That's great. I'm all in on dude.
I was talking to Hobo about that. I kind of like that.
I respect it because I love people and I need to be around people.
Yeah.
So I envy those who don't give a damn.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You just really don't, you're not a people person and you don't care.
The people like Lesnar, whose only phone is a half mile down his driveway. I envy.
So do I.
The hell out. When I'm in the middle of nowhere and I see someone living there, I'm like, gosh,
honestly,
I wish I could do what you do.
But I cannot.
No.
I ain't gonna lie.
I need too much attention.
See, but if you were in one of those outskirts places, you can be straight up watching Game of Thrones uninterrupted.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm just letting you know.
I could film Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I could make my own version of it.
You could.
Be every character.
You could.
A really bad British accent.
Oh, my God, man.
So, yeah, Corbin, I'm all in on him. And this is before he became the constable. I just love the fact.
Yeah.
Example, when he ruined Curt Hawkins' hot dog thing. Just
wrecked it. I'm all about that, man.
Yeah.
I know he rushed me the wrong way, but I like Baron Corbin. Watched him last night, house show. Out just performing at a house show like it's, you know what I mean? Like it's his last match. And I was like, this dude likes to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like him or not, he's here, y'all. I'm just like, he's here.
He's fantastic. Yeah, and they're backstage. Finn Balor shows up with a big old smile. He gets a nice dig in on Corbin, the TGI Fridays comment. Solid. And then Braun shows up and says, I love the way Braun explains things. He goes, I forget what it was, but when he said and whatnot just cracked me up so bad. Like, you know, throwing him around the ring and just almost murdering him and whatnot. Like,
Braun, man, he's in his groove, man. He's in his bag right now.
Everything, oh, man.
I got a question. When did you think that happened? When did the Braun transition happen for you? When did you see, like, okay, he's turned a corner, he's arrived? Like, when are you like, okay, this might be something here? Like, before everyone thought he was over, when did you see something that indicated that?
I mean, it had to be the Roman Reigns. Because, you know, Wyatt family, he was the big dude. But no, I think when he started going ham on Roman.
Oh, when he's like, oh, yeah, just throwing him through stuff.
Flipping the gurney.
God, yeah.
I want to say it had to be the moment was the flipping of the ambulance.
That was that man. That probably you're right. That probably put him over.
Yeah, that went from just a big scary guy to an 80s movie villain.
Yeah, yeah.
That you kind of like.
he was the most over last night. By the way, in the house show. By far, though. It's crazy, man.
And almost every catchphrase he has, because I asked him at Radio Row WrestleMania this year, I said, hey, phrases like get these hands, that wasn't written for you, right? He's like, no, man, you know, I had to say stuff one day. You know, I often say it. I'm like, you're going to get these hands. And so one night I decided to just yell it. Yeah.
And they sure enough were training it last night.
Obviously he didn't create get these hands. It's been around.
But
when you're 6 foot, whatever.
You got it, bro. Like, you came up with that copyright and all. That's you.
Yes. And so, good fun stuff. So anyways, Finn Balor, yep, gets a digging on Corbin. Braun says, I want to be tag team partners with Kevin Owens. Mm-hmm. So Angle makes the match on the fly. Braun and Kevin Owens taking on Corbin and Finn Balor. Mm-hmm. Coming up. But next, we have Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. They start to gloat. Natalya hits the ring. Nia Jax and her are buddies now all of a sudden. Boy, Nia just keeps...
Back and forth.
Yeah, now she's smiling again. And Natty versus Alexa singles match. Natty wins with the sharpshooter. Bit of a distraction going on there. But yeah, huge win for Natty.
Yeah.
And Alexa being a fantastic champion in my eyes because she's very, very beatable, but she always sneaks away or just in the biggest moment, she steps it up and that gives her something to brag about.
Absolutely. I think that they do a good job too because of her size, though. She always feels like an underdog, even with the belt. Yeah, and I like that element about her and when she finds ways to win. And I like when Natty picks up a win every now and again too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's by hook or by crook, but it's just good to see good wrestling, good one on one singles wrestling from women every now and again.
No doubt. And I believe they did say Extreme Rules. It's going to be Alexa and Nia officially for the Raw Women's Championship.
Indeed.
And then I think Ronda will probably be back a few days after that.
Mm-hmm. You're just getting ready for SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready.
You going to go?
No.
Okay. No. It's in New York.
Listen, man. It's tight. Money's tight, man.
Okay.
This thing's going on, man. It's, you know what I mean? It's hard out here. It's hard out here in Los Angeles.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Johnny, what's going on, man? You don't even understand, man.
Okay.
I liked it when it was here.
Yeah, me too.
What the hell? Who told y'all could do that?
What do you mean, y'all? I did not,
Johnny. Make the decision. You got wrestling connections all over the place. You just name dropping all these people you know in Cali.
I'm not name dropping anyone.
I'm just letting you know you probably have your hands in all this kind of wrestling stuff, man. How I know you ain't the one that moved it from L.A. to New York? How I know that?
Because I don't know how to move anything.
We just met, man. I don't know what you up to.
I can't even move a dresser. How am I going to move the biggest party of the summer?
I don't know, man.
Come on now. Seth Rollins says backstage he's going to burn it down tonight and win back his Intercontinental Championship. And then Jinder and Sameel Singh are having a photo shoot. Riot Squad busts in and they break the camera.
Riot Squad.
Just like last week. Why do you got to break the electronics?
Not a big fan.
Computer than a camera?
Very expensive merchandise.
Yo.
Can't just do that.
Have some respect.
You can't just break cameras.
Angle needs to reprimand them like a dad because you should not be breaking that kind of equipment. You know? But this is a segment I was talking about where I think it did something for both because it showed Riot Squad causing more of a ruckus and it showed a little bit of more of a glimpse of Jinder and Sameel's, I don't even know what you want to call it, their meditation angle, their holier than thou mental state.
Where do you see Jinder right now?
I don't know.
And like, you know what I mean? Like it just pecking order WWE right now. If you had the best guess.
I like the fact that they're doing something a little bit different. I think it was time for Jinder to do something different than just be the Maharaja. I think maybe they're going to become gurus. Mm-hmm. And almost like, you know how Brother Love was, by the way, one of the greatest characters in the history of professional wrestling.
Without question.
Because he preached love and was the exact opposite in every single way.
It's brilliant. It really is. It's one of my first characters remembering as growing up. I was like, Mom, why is his face so red? She's like, I don't know, baby. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. It's just red. I'm like, I was so intrigued.
And I feel like Brother Love is really underrated. I mean,
loved him.
And obviously now, you know, Bruce Pritchard is back with WWE. He's doing the podcast. But mm-hmm. I feel like Brother Love has been a catalyst for so many other kind of characters over the last 30 years.
And one of those things that people don't really, I'm glad you said that. Give him his due. A lot of people don't attach him to that. Like I said, one of my favorite memories when I was growing up is that guy just yelling, because, you know, corrupt preachers and stuff like that is kind of something I...
They're true.
Yeah.
I mean, they really... Living Color had a great sketch with Damon and Jim Carrey.
Oh, my...
One of my favorite ones of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm talking about?
100%.
I am the Reverend Pathos.
He's like, listen, y'all sinning. Listen, y'all gonna have to pay for that. Listen,
and the Lord is pissed off.
Was that Lord?
Yes. All right, next time it's just you and I, we need to reenact the entire sketch.
I'm telling
it's
you.
It's one of my favorite sketches of all
he's
time.
He's like, because the Lord is pissed off. Hold on.
The characters are so great. But yeah, Brother Love, that's what it was. It was condescending, and I think if Jinder and Samil can together, I think they can go that route. Mm-hmm. And it would give them a different new wrinkle that, mm-hmm. that can... So I like that little, just that little 30-second thing. We saw a little bit more of it.
Yes.
And that worked out tonight. Moving on, we have the 6-woman tag. Riot Squad taking on Bayley, Sasha, and Ember Moon. Woo! Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
another miscommunication. Bayley and Sasha did not want to team up. Angle made them. Roll up by Ruby Riott for the win on Sasha Banks. Out of nowhere, and God, the camera angle was amazing.
Yes.
Bayley comes in, just right hand, right upside the head.
Mm.
What do you think?
It's very interesting. Now, I hear mixed feelings about people. They waited too long to pull a trigger on
I
this.
I disagree. People always think people wait too long.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, I think it was, she was relentless. She was aggressive. Shout out to Sasha for taking all these bumps too, by the way.
And also, most people didn't expect Bayley to be the one attacking.
Yeah, see, like, and that people just need to, I'll put it like this, I liked it. You know what I mean? And I like Bayley showing that side of her. I know a lot of people thought it was coming, but I didn't think it was coming like this.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. I can fully admit that I didn't think it was coming like that.
No.
You know what I mean?
She went, I mean, we're talking pummeling lefts and rights. We're talking kicks in the corner. I want to say, oh, and she just dumped her outside the ring.
And then threw her into the steel steps.
Twice. Yeah. And then got in her face. Mm. And you can tell this is something that Bayley has been, you know, chomping at the bit to do, because mm-hmm. she's been a very similar character for a long time.
Yeah, and I know it's one of those things when you're selling a lot of merchandise, a lot of the young girls like you. You know, you're doing violent acts, they might get upset. Like, I know all that.
There's little girls crying.
Yeah,
right now,
and I know that factors in, but I know she has the right to, you know, at least try a different storyline.
Yep.
Give her that opportunity to see what she had to do. Y'all let Alexa went from babyface to heel, and she's took off, you know. I think when you give somebody that, you know, does their due diligence, just let them try something out. If it don't work, then, you know.
I mean, I would almost like to see Bayley become silent.
Why not?
Just be silent and violent.
Why not? I'm cool with it. Long as they just give her a nice little run with that and see what happens.
Yeah.
We can go back to hugging later.
Right. And at the very least, we're intrigued now because we don't know what she's going to do next. We don't know what the retort is going to be from Sasha. And so going this route, I thought it was really cool.
Agreed.
And, well, there was one thing a little bit later on in the show that was a tad confusing, which we'll get to. Mojo Rawley taking on Jose Jose, or is he? He hits the ring and says that Jose is not worthy of facing him, and none of the, what are they called, the thing? The party people?
Conga line,
yeah. Mm. The guy dresses cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't worthy.
Mm-mm.
And then he takes a cheap shot on Jose and leaves. No match.
That's one of my favorite parts in, like, Gangs in New York, you know, when he's like, you ain't even worthy to sit at this poker table with me right now. You know, I kind of like that kind of whole, you ain't even worthy to be in the same mm-hmm. room with me right now. So I really like that angle, but I do like to see wrestling every now and again. But I like this. I like Angry Mojo, man. Why not?
I'd like to see not hype music, though.
Kinda,
you know what I mean?
What could you see him coming out to as far as music goes? Because it is way too exciting, way too cheerful. And he comes out like, man, I could almost
see Mojo coming out to, people would assume, like, your generic guitar. I would almost like see him hip hop.
Why not? Just give me something to get it. The music is too peppy.
Yeah, which I think it might change. I'm interested to see if Bayley's music changes.
When they played it after she was angry, I was like, oh, that didn't even hit right.
I think Bayley, if we're doing a drastic change, I'm talking different outfit. Different music, the inflatables are gone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really going that route, you have to make it very, very clear.
Yeah.
Because if you are going to do that, you got to go all in.
I agree. You can't be ruthless with your aggression and then come out with, like, you know, the streamers and stuff like that.
Exactly. Right?
You got to go hard. So hopefully they let her do it, man.
We shall see. And then backstage, Kurt Angle talking to Bayley, and he is making Bayley go to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Is that like an adorable way to, like, not put her in anger management, though?
I hope it's the same guy. I forget his name.
I know what you're talking about, though.
From the Kane and Daniel Bryan anger management.
That was good. Yeah, and I like the word counseling, though. Anger management gives a wrong, like a negative connotation.
I'm okay with the counseling if it goes horribly wrong, which you got to believe it will. Then again, the counseling might not even become a segment. It might just be one of those things that they're making or go and we don't see it.
That's true, but it also could have, like, Sasha come in and crash that. Bailey can, you know, beat him up. Who knows, man? I would like to see her beat the counselor up.
Let's see. Someone in chat roll just said that Marie says that Angle also ordered Sasha to go to counseling as well.
When was that?
I don't know.
Dang.
And then a lot of people in chat roll are saying that it's going to be reversed, that it's going to be Sasha being even worse than Bailey.
Mm. Like going over. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be hard to be more violent than Bailey was.
Bailey went in, man. That was...
And it's great because Bailey is more powerful and stronger. So it works. But yeah, we'll see what happens with counseling.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Chatroll, what's the name of the guys? The guy from...
The Daniel Bryan Kane.
Yeah.
Who was...
Adorable bald man.
God, he was awesome.
Forget his name.
That adorable bald man.
Dr. Shelby.
Chatroll.
Thank you.
Fire.
The chat role is very knowledgeable.
They're awesome, man.
I could ask them any question of things, something I don't know, which is a lot of things.
And they were like, hey, boo, boo. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Shout out to the chat role.
Well, chat role knows me at this point. I don't have a memory. So they...
They're like on their toes or on their keyboard like,
yeah.
All right, Johnny,
I have too many things in my brain. I have like a 3-week window. You know what I mean? Next, we have a tag match. We have a tag team match.
You know it's the Mac Militant.
Coming to get it on.
Teddy. Yeah. That's right. Braun and KO taking on Finn and Baron Corbin. This match was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then Corbin and Finn, they can't get along. They fight to the outside. Count out win for Kevin Owens and Braun. And then the real fun begins.
Sheesh.
KO starts to celebrate, goes for the handshake, runs away like a 6-year-old, continues to run away again. And then just take it away, Mac.
I just want to point out that everything that Kevin Owens did is what I would have done in that exact situation.
Mm-hmm.
I would have ran. I would have went to the valet. I would have packed the bags up and tried to roll a batter. That's a big boy, man. You don't want to mess with this dude, man. I'd have ran maybe like a 6-year-old, too. I don't know about you, Johnny. I can't handle that. That's Braun Strowman, man. What you want me to do?
Right.
But as far as the segment goes, pretty awesome, man.
Kevin Owens is, there's nothing he can't do.
I agree.
Performance-wise.
100%. He's like sold. You know what I mean? He's like terrified. Where's my car? Where's my car?
I mean, I thought last week was great with just him having a conversation with himself in front of Corbin, trying to be friends. Then he gets beat up. And then tonight he's like, I don't want to be. No, I just don't. And then Braun's like, I want to be his tag team partner. And then this whole thing where he runs away, security, and then he goes to the valet. He can't find his car because Braun already flipped the car.
We had the keys jingle jangle in here. It's like, here goes your keys.
Yeah.
There's your car.
And by the way, shout out to Royce Isaacs being the concessions guy.
Nice. CIC, name drop. You see that?
Yeah, I will name drop.
I done told y'all.
He's a very close friend. What am I going
to
do?
Conspiracy. SummerSlam move from LA to New York. Johnny has everything to do with it.
Oh, I did not.
Hate mail to Johnny.
But you could also catch Royce on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood every single week.
Man.
So bam.
It's a big moment.
Along with Robert Baines, who apparently was putting out the fire.
It's a big moment, man.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
But really fun. I don't know where this is going to go. But and then, of course, Finn and Corbin. Love the chemistry there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Should we go main event?
Yeah.
We're rolling through Raw pretty quick.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, though, as far as, okay, so just random questions about like Kevin Owens. Where do you see him? Same thing as the gender thing. Where do you see him in the pecking order of WWE? Where do you see him placing him as far as, you know what I mean, any like title, any storyline besides what's going on now?
Well, right now, the Universal Championship is pretty much locked up in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Brock, Lashley, Roman, Braun can cash in at any time. IC title, you could have Ziggler and Rollins really do a program.
And just go with
just
it.
Just tear it up nonstop,
mm-hmm.
Which we will get to in just a minute. So there's only so many titles.
It's true.
Now, the thing is, it's going to be one of those Braun and KO become real tag team partners kind of a thing, because Braun's already been the tag team champions with a kid. You can't top that.
No.
And he's got the briefcase.
Yep.
Unless, of course, they want to make that briefcase. People are assuming he's going to cash in soon. Maybe it's going to be...
SummerSlam.
A delay. That's what people say.
Wow. That soon, huh? Damn.
But for all we know, Lesnar could hang on to it.
Wouldn't that be something, though? Fans would be pissed if he would. If Brock Lesnar beats Braun Strowman after a cash in, oh, Lord have mercy. I definitely ain't going to be at 100% for that.
Well, I'll throw this question out to you.
Yeah.
Do you feel that Braun, when he cashes in, is it going to be a surprise or is it going to be an in-advance warning, like the sportsmanship thing to do? Like, I challenge you at so-and-so.
Like Cena did.
Yes.
No. I think he's gonna shock the world. Like wherever he cashes in, it will be a surprise, and it's gonna be probably Braun. He's gonna be wounded.
I think it needs to be, not for the fact that Braun obviously can't beat anyone one on one, and it'd still be a great match. Just the way the arena is going to lose its mind.
That's what I'm talking for, the pop. Yeah.
When you hear the music and he runs down with the briefcase, that's honestly when Braun cashes in. If it's on the right person, which would be Lesnar. Or Roman. At the right moment, that's going to rival the reaction that when Ziggler cashed in.
I was about to say that. That's when I was there. That's the loudest I've ever heard a crowd in my entire life.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What Mania was that?
Oh my gosh, I was Del Rio. It was the
29?
Yeah. Monday night. Yeah, it was, when that music hit, man, like all the Aussies and the Germans and the Brits and like the Irish people, they were all in unit. It was crazy in there, man. Yeah. That will rival that cash in. It was loud for Seth too, though, when Seth cashed in, though.
No, yeah, that was an incredible cash in.
That Ziggler cash in on Monday Night Raw, though.
But everything Braun does is as entertaining as he is large.
Yeah.
And when he does cash in, especially, it's amazing how Brock not showing up is making people legitimately finally hate him now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you talk to the majority of fans, they will all say, I'm tired of Brock having the title. Whatever you got to do, get it off him. People have said even Roman.
Yes. When I was watching WrestleMania this year, it even felt weird when he beat Roman Reigns. Like, the crowd was kind of like, oh, okay.
Well, I'm very disappointed how the crowd reacted to that. That match could have been great if the crowd gave it a chance, but they weren't about
that's
to.
That's how I felt when it was Goldberg and was WrestleMania 20.
Oh, him
Goldberg
and Lesnar.
Yeah, that was, they killed that match. That sure match did. Could have been pretty cool. I was very disappointed.
And even chat roll, they're all saying that they're ready for Lesnar's reign to be done as well.
There you go.
And I, you know, who doesn't love Lesnar? Here's the thing, though. It's like,
bruh, yeah, I'd be here at least a. Give me like, for goodness sake, Ronda was at a house show last night.
We haven't seen him since Mania.
Damn! Get the hell out of here!
Yeah.
April?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it must be nice cashing them checks.
And by next week, it's going to be July.
Man, can I cash that check, man?
Yeah.
Dang!
But this main event, Ziggler and Rollins, it was as good as we could have expected it to be. Incredible almost finishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, McIntyre gets tossed out, only to come back and cause a disqualification, which a lot of people are never happy with that kind of finish. But hey, this only leads to something down the road.
Yeah.
This guarantees another rematch for Seth Rollins, and it gives more creativity for Ziggler and McIntyre as a team. But yeah, these two together, I mean, you have Ziggler and Rollins, two of the best, you know, artists in the ring.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, like, I know people aren't happy with the ending, but you gotta protect Ziggler a certain way, and you gotta protect Rollins. Like, he's not gonna just drop that belt to Rollins.
I'm sorry, we saw Lesnar at the Greatest Royal Rumble. That's my bad.
Oh, there you go.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. And like, no, so like, when he, like by Seth Rollins, like, not winning, but in like, kind of like cheaply, like, him retaining the title, it protects them both and gives more of more excitement down the road, because that's main event, that's WrestleMania stuff, man. That match they put on tonight, you know that's high pay-per-view quality. So I think it was pretty cool that it ended with a disqualification. I think the only way it could end, to be honest with you.
I think a lot of people were very surprised that Ziggler won last week. I know I was.
Oh, blown away. People didn't see that coming. Winning the title. Think about it. You know Ziggler. Remember Ziggler went on that long losing streak.
Sure.
Like when matches mattered, he would just lose and lose and lose, and everyone was like, "What the hell is going on? Why can't Dolph win a match?" So I think everyone expects him to lose big title matches.
And I think it does make sense, because let's be honest, people love Rollins regardless. The guy's on another level right now. Yeah, it's great that he's the IC champion, but Ziggler winning it, that finally elevates Ziggler back to a level that fans are recognizing. Because for the longest time, everyone's like, well, Ziggler's not going to win.
Yep.
He's going to look great. He ain't going to win. Yep. And so I think it's a win-win for both, because Rollins is already great. Now this elevates Ziggler, and they just go toe-to-toe.
I agree.
And I think, you know, it's going to be, we have a lot more fun matches ahead, I think.
Is it going to, do you see McIntyre turning on him, and that'd be like an IC title match down the road? Do you see that happening?
Unless Rollins takes it back, but I really think this needs to be a good run for Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
And Skull Buick in chat roll saying, I'm dying to see Lashley and Lesnar. Look, me too.
Why not, man?
Me too.
Why not? I'm down.
And that very well could happen.
Will they pull the trigger on that one, though?
I think there's no doubt in my mind Lashley's going to become the Universal Champion or the WWE Champion if he ends up on SmackDown somehow.
Oh, so you feel pretty strongly about that?
No question. He absolutely should, and I think he's going to.
Can't argue with.
No. So that's Raw.
Well, damn.
And this is our first show together.
Man, listen, it was a joy. It was a delight.
We didn't even need air conditioning. We're sweating.
You neither confirmed or denied you are responsible for moving one of our favorite pay-per-views away from me. You still have not. Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, we already talked about making people wait. I will not have an answer.
The whole patient thing. I gotta practice what I preach.
I will not have an answer for you. But yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun in here.
I appreciate you, bro.
85 degrees.
It's hot. Shout out to Dan in the chat. Bosa in the chat. Jay Will in the chat. Johan Pena, what's up?
Oh, you're watching in your phone?
Yeah.
We have a decent amount of people in the
Star Drew.
Yeah, we have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people actually watching tonight, which we appreciate that.
Shout out to the chat, man. Y'all are awesome, man.
We're the golden team, man.
But listen, I had a good time, man.
We're the C team.
It's the first time I've been with you, man. I appreciate you, man. Your mm-hmm. wrestling knowledge has no bounds.
Oh, no. There's bounds, trust me. I do my best to know some things.
I'm going
to
get you the whole box set of Game of Thrones as soon as I leave this studio.
Don't waste your money.
I'm going to have to.
No, don't.
You won't. It'll be sitting there right on the desk. You'll be like, I got to just throw this one in there, okay?
Can I get the Cliff Notes?
I can't do that.
Give me a one paragraph summary.
Yo, chat roll, tell this man how important Game of Thrones is to society, to life, to everything, to your psyche.
You would have a stroke if I told you how many amazing shows I've never seen.
Give me one.
Breaking Bad.
Ooh, that's a pretty big one. I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Whoa, okay then. Yeah.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, Tony!
The triplet.
First time I said that, I thought someone was going to shoot me when I said that.
I've had people get mad.
I was like, whoa, yeah. Did I kill someone that you know?
Those other two shows that they mentioned before, never saw either one of those. I forget what they were.
But
they
Spartacus. Sure. And Westworld.
Yep. Never saw either. I know it's robots and people doing the nasty.
That's the gist of the whole show.
Here's the funny thing. I did a Westworld parody with crack.com.
I want to see that.
Oh, it's I'll send you the link.
I want to see that.
If you just YouTube crack.com Westworld parody, it'll pop up.
You a comedy guy?
Yeah, I've been doing comedy for 13 years.
I know that.
Yeah, man. And so I didn't know anything about Westworld, but I had to pretend. So I had to like run a couple things by them. Like, so what's going on? It's like robots and then.
That's called craft, brother.
Yeah, it was fun. So basically, it was like a discount Westworld. It was called Westland. I'll show it to you right now.
I want
to
watch that.
I'm really proud of it. So if you're watching this, guys, or listening, go to YouTube, click crack.com, and Westworld parody, and it'll pop up. And I think you'll enjoy your 2 minutes.
Put yourself over, brother. I like that.
I mean, if you like to laugh, it's up to you.
Yeah.
So follow TK Trinidad at TK Trinidad. Follow Markeia McCarty at Markeia McCarty. And of course, follow Robert Baines, the hobo.
Hobo.
At Baines Destroy. And make sure you tell him on social media that if you saw him tonight, you enjoyed seeing him tonight. Tony B. Tony, where can people find you?
Yes, you can find me at TonyBTony_.
Tony. Yeah.
Yep.
Evan T. Mack.
At Evan T. Mack, Twitter, Instagram, man. Holla at your boy. I got like 401 followers. Give me like 402.
I just followed you.
402.
I am at Jay Quasto. You can see me every single week and hear me every week on X-Pac 12360.
Yeah.
So fun to be on that show, and it's amazing. We had Kenny Omega last week. Ooh. It blew up. He is such a gracious and humble human being and has deserved all his success.
Absolutely.
You're going to love the interview that Sean has with him. Let's see what else. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Coastline Clash begins airing this weekend. No matter where you live in the world, download the Fight TV app, FITE. You have no excuse not to watch. It is free.
Nice.
And trust me, these three episodes are three of the best we've ever had.
Wow.
Also, we have an NWA title match.
Wow.
Really good stuff coming up. And Brea Improv Wednesday, Irvine Improv Thursday, and then some more stuff coming up. I can't remember.
Mover and a shaker.
I'm trying. And so, y'all, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I gotta watch that.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.